Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com.
Nice work, Ken. Chris Curtis referred to the old English and orange juice, the 40 and the OJ, and that is commonly referred to as a brass monkey, I believe.
Oh.
So we learned something on this program every day.
That's kind of like when Michael on The Office invented a new drink when he mixed orange juice and vodka.
Coming up at 7:30, we will get to the dumbest of the day today, and we will discover why a woman is being sued for what didn't happen on a Tinder date. This is Angry Principal Dave. We were just talking about the acting mayor of the city of Boston, who I am now referring to as Angry Principal Kim. But Angry Principal Dave is a school out for the summer, Dave?
Yeah, last day was Monday, Greg.
All right, Excellent. We have a regular listener photo of Dave, which we will put up on the Twitch stream. So those of you who are viewing the program can see what Dave looks like.
I thought that's already been up.
Yeah, it's been up a few times, but you never know. There may be new viewers. What are you calling about, Dave?
All right. Look, a couple quick things. So to Major League Baseball, so the rosin bag has been around for about 50 years, right? Have they thought about, like, maybe upgrading that so it's not that, like, little chalky powder? Maybe they put a different substance in it that will help the pitchers get a better grip? I mean, have they talked about that at all?
No, but that's a good idea. Maybe they could put suntan lotion. It could be a suntan lotion bag or something like that, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, all right. Like a little different mixture. Maybe like that, you know, the pool chalk with a little suntan lotion mixture, you know, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it's an easy fix. Secondly, to Big Time Curtis. Big Time, are you there?
Hi.
Hey. Just for the clarify from Saturday, because I kind of got the you got two hours.
I love you, Dave, but nobody knows what you said Saturday. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I said.
Okay, thank you.
Because I think you had the impression that I didn't know who was on the Giant defense in the Super Bowl. What I was saying was the last week of the year when the Patriots won, I think, 38-34, I wasn't sure if they played their whole defense that day. That's all I meant. Know exactly who was on their defense.
I honestly don't remember. I think they played all their starters in that game, but I'm not sure.
I know, but you were saying, like, you were listing the people on the defense, and I knew who the defensive was. But anyways, did Dante Collin wish you a good trip?
Jesus Christ. No, but I usually check in with him every day around 10. He gives me a nice message.
You, I tell you, Greg, he's right. You rub it off on him, big time, Curtis. And finally, Greg, to you.
Yes.
There is one man in the state that couldn't be more happier the way you continue to deflect, and that's Governor Eeyore Killjoy. People are going to forget about him now.
No,
no one's going to remember anything he did because you have now taken first place on the inability to make decisions. It's unbelievable.
I'll tell you who did make a decision. Did you see the principal in New York who tried to start summer a week early? There's a principal like Dave in New York, this woman, Stacey Goldstein. And she's the principal at a public school in New York City, which is called the School of the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent an email on Thursday to all of the parents and said, school remote learning and in-person learning ends today, but you just got to have your kids sign in as if they are attending for the next week. and so she got busted doing it, Dave. That's a woman who really cares about the education of our students, trying to get the teachers and everybody off for an extra week of summer vacation.
It's the last week of
school. Hey, Greg, remember, there's bad seeds in every profession. Okay. Don't label us just because of one, all right?
All right, I won't do that.
It's the last week of school. Give the kids off.
So, with regard to Danny Ainge, he was dragged because a photo appeared of the home that he is selling in Wellesley.
It looks nice.
And there was no Ray Allen jersey in the background. Turns out Danny Ainge has updated his social media and is now displaying the Ray Allen jersey, which hangs in his home.
Yes,
so
the big three.
Is everything okay with Celtics fans now? Are they okay with Danny Ainge now?
I think so. Every Celtic fan hates Lou Maloney. That's all I know.
Well, they jumped the gun. I mean, it was the way the picture was taken, it only showed one part of the room.
That's kind of Ken's girl. Mago was the one that created the firestorm.
Yeah, and then they took the picture, and then Danny took a picture from the other side.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a dog in the picture and you saw the Ray Allen
jersey? Yeah, well, they wanted to think that he, like everybody else on that team, hated Ray Allen, but Danny Ainge probably did not.
Will think this is a bad thing, but Mago is the best Celtics analyst in the city.
Is she?
Awesome.
Is she?
She is on top of it all.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
We shouldn't talk Celtics yesterday.
Oh, but no, she's good at everything.
She's a finalist for the co-host job.
But the
she is a finalist. Yeah, she's a finalist for the co-host game.
I have a show idea while I'm gone.
Yes.
Spaz goes to Danny Ainge's open house.
That's probably appointment only, though. They ain't letting Spaz in. Believe that. He shows up.
He could get in there.
That's appointment only. Danny don't have no open house like you just going to show up on a Saturday or Sunday and walk through his house. No,
Spaz can find incredible ways, as evidenced by the Belichick press conferences. He can find incredible ways to get into places.
He's got
to
come off as a homebody.
Well, he can come off as a homebody.
That is such a joke. It was the Super Bowl. Everybody gets to go to the press conferences.
That's so true.
That's not like breaking in. If you're there, you can go to the press conference.
Speaking of Spaz coming off as a wealthy homebuyer. On the old show, he purchased, you can buy ATM receipts that have a false bank account number on there.
Okay.
And then leave them around when you're trying to impress women. And Spaz used to do that on the old show. So he'd buy a fake bank receipt, ATM receipt.
Right.
That said he had $1 million in his bank account.
Right.
And then he'd leave them around the car to try to impress women when he was dating them.
So like
it's a pretty good move, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So these women
eventually they figure out that you don't have the $1 million in the bank, but up until that point, they think they're dating a rich guy.
Well, I mean, she should know when she steps into a Toyota Camry and she sees a damn million.
Well, he probably says that's just his drive around the island car or something like that. Yeah. All right, we got to get to this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right. Code word this morning, and it is viral, V-I-R-A-L, viral. So you can text that code word to this text number, 72881, right now, and you'll be entered to win $1,000 cash in our typical national radio cash contest. So just text the code word viral to 72881 to be entered to win. A reminder that message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive, please. And here is Ken to tell you what is trending.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer, the only hard lemonade seltzer made by hard lemonade experts. Now available at Liquor World Sharon, 750 South Main Street. Drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Better hurry, though, because we're going to shut down the liquor stores because a bunch of teenagers are getting rowdy on a beach. But you better hurry.
A texture was right, Greg. I really think the next time we have a DUI, there's going to be a call to have the restaurant stop selling booze.
You're probably right about that, Curtis.
Let's talk Red Sox, shall we?
Yes.
Much happier?
Yes.
5-2 lead, blown, but they come through again in the 11th inning. Bizarre game. A lot of miscues, but Rafael Devers had a few himself. A base-running blunder, also an error early in the game, which cost them, but he made up for it with a big two-run single to put the team ahead in the 11th.
2-1. Swing hard, ground ball, right side. Throw for a base hit, rolling down the line into the corner. Two-run score. Wong crosses the plate. And right behind him, Bogarts. A two-run double for Rafi Devers, and the Red Sox take a 7-5 lead.
Could have been an error, but it's a double. And now Rafi Devers leads baseball with 23 game-tying or go-ahead hits on the year. Pretty clutch. Hunter Renfro followed with an RBI single. Kike Hernandez, a sac fly, 9-5, the final. Overcame what was a pretty good story, the Wander Franco call-up. Best prospect in baseball, delivered with a three-run homer early in the game, Greg. And he's going to be something. Alex Cora was raving about him afterward as well. So part of the Chaim Bloom building of the Tampa Bay Rays, they got a lot of talent in the pipeline. But for now, Red Sox lead by a game and a half in the AL East. Got to like that?
Yes.
What I don't like, though, is this thing you advocated for last week, which is in danger of destroying the game. It is now a total mockery.
By the thing I advocated for, you mean the enforcement of the rules in Major League Baseball? Is that right. What you mean by the thing I advocated for?
Yes.
Okay.
Midstream, yes. Total sideshow. The guys are dropping pants.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Challenges, and you're slowing the game down.
Okay. Angry Principal Dave, though, has a good point. Why can't they get together the pitchers and say, hey, can you at least put, whether it's some, like, a little tacky spray bottle.
Some spider tack or something. Well, whatever. Add that to the rosin bag.
No. If you had it on the mound. You know how you have the rosin bag? Let's say they have like a spider tack spray bottle you could use throughout the game. The umpires know it's right there. Every team has it. Every pitcher can take advantage of it, and it's on the mound.
Well, the batters don't want that. The batters love this. Their averages have gone up 10 points across the league in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but didn't Scherzer say he almost took somebody's head off?
Yeah, well, that's true. But then they look at the evidence. When they were using this stuff, hit by pitches were up. So this is supposed to make it safer. I don't know. It's bizarre, but it's threatening the great game. Chris Sale, though, going to throw against live hitters on Saturday. He ramps up. NBA last night, Phoenix took a 2-0 series lead on the Clippers. An alley-oop on an inbounds play with 0.9 seconds left decides it. Jay Crowder, great lob to DeAndre Ayton.
I just checked into my flight.
Paul George missed two free throws prior to that.
But what time is your flight today, Curtis?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're one of those guys who checks in early? Want to make sure you get the best seat?
I had to download the app. I just did that and checked in during Ken's Trend.
You want to do trending?
What airline are you flying?
The rest of the show?
American.
Oh, okay. Make sure you have your laptop or your...
That's the only thing I fly, American.
iPad ready to go to watch movies.
I'm charging it today, Wiggs.
How about this report, speaking of the NBA? Jared Weiss of The Athletic says Kemba Walker was, quote, heartbroken at his trade out of Boston.
Oh, give me a break.
Due to relationships forged with teammates.
Well, maybe. I don't know. He basically wanted out.
Mm-hmm.
He shot his way. He blew up the bridge on the way out.
Yeah, he wanted out because of Brad, though. That's what it seems like.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
I think he wanted out because Danny dared to want to try to trade him. That's why he wanted out.
What about Kyle Lowry, Wiggs? Can they get him?
Yeah, you could probably get him, but does Kyle Lowry put you over the top?
He might. He's pretty good.
Hey, he's a good player, but I think this team needs a complete overhaul, and that starts with, you know, Jaylen Brown is your best piece. That you add Marcus Smart to that equation. You already moved on from Kemba Walker. I know you bring in an Al Horford, but this team, and that's why I said Brad's decision on what he's going to do, because if not, Jason Tatum's down. He's down there playing for Team USA. You don't think those guys are persuading him, hey, bro, come play with me.
Yeah.
He'll be out of here in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, but you want them to trade Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, trade Jaylen Brown for like a Bradley Beal, something that will keep Jason Tatum happy. Do you think Jason Tatum is happy playing with Jaylen Brown?
I would assume he is.
Nah, they don't look like they have that chemistry on the court.
Well, Jar buddy Jeff Goodman was asked that yesterday by OMF. He said they like each other, but they don't hang out off the court.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting answer.
And the chemistry's just not there on the court.
Celtics head coaching favorite right now appears to be Nets assistant Ime Udoka, per several reports. And the Montreal Canadiens are a win away from a cup final. Upset Vegas last night, 4-1. Carey Price and a defensive system, and the Habs are rolling. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
One, two, three, four. Right back to more of what you want to hear. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
For Chris Curtis before his trip to Hawaii.
And by the way, the texters and twitchers have actually helped me out for once.
They have?
So they said be careful. They've been canceling flights left and right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. American Airlines, they can't find anybody to work.
So yeah, so my flight just changed to 6:45 tomorrow morning. So I'm going to lose 15 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's the issue is that they're unable to find people to work, so they've been canceling flights left
really?
And right.
Ugh,
yeah.
That's the worst. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you'll make it.
Hopefully, I get stuck.
Can't you just? I mean, if necessary, can't Daddy Curtis get a private jet or something? I mean, if things get tough.
I mean, you know, yeah. We can do certain things. But I was contemplating buying a house in Maui and doing the show remotely.
Well, you might as well.
It's long money right there, bro.
I think you're going to be able to. I think that you'll be able to work remotely in this country well through the end of this year, and then they'll probably want to drag you back into work. Although Morgan Stanley announced yesterday that in order to return to work, you must be vaccinated.
Yeah, that's coming.
Every employee of Morgan Stanley who wants to go back to work must get the vaccination.
Well, Morgan Stanley's demanding their employees return to work in Manhattan because they own a ton of properties in Manhattan. Yeah. And if people aren't there and commuting, then those properties are worthless.
And, Greg, any doubt in the fall when football starts in Arizona, Wiggy will be operating from Tucson for many of the shows.
I'll be operating from here. Remember, football's on Saturday.
Right.
I work Monday through Friday and then Sunday. I do hate flying, but guess
what? We're going to get some back-to-back home games. You're going to stay the week.
No. When do you see the lawsuit filed by J. Charles Wiggins if his son has the red shirt? That'll be lawsuit number one filed by J. Charles Wiggins.
If you got a red shirt.
As long as he can make money off his name, image, and likeness, we're okay.
I mean, if you got a red shirt, that's on you. If you good enough, you going to play.
Right.
I didn't red shirt.
This is Christian from Southie. What's up, Christian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I never called in before, but all this recent talk from politicians about wild parties and the kids being out of control in Southie finally triggered me to call. I'm in my 50s. I live one block in from M Street Beach, and I want to come to the defense of these kids. I mean, I'm continually amazed at how well-behaved they actually are. Hmm. I walk the beach every single morning. There's no litter. Everything, you know, they've taken all their litter, their broken chairs, whatever the case may be, and they move it over to the trash receptacles near the sidewalk so they can be picked up. Mm-hmm. I just, regarding the incident the other night with the five kids being arrested, first of all, it wasn't even on M Street Beach.
Right, it was on Carson. It was Carson Beach, right?
It was Carson Beach, a half a mile away at the refreshment center. And that particular beach attracts kids from other neighborhoods because it's near the Rotary and it's near the highway easy access to Dorchester, Roxbury. So that's great. You know, the kids, that's the first beach that they come to and they hang out there. Secondly, the state police actually made a statement that they didn't think alcohol was even a factor. So I don't know what the mayor is talking about. I mean, that was a ridiculous reference. And I'd also like to ask the mayor, you know, how many incidents like this have there? She's talking like this is, you know, reoccurring over and over, that the state police have to step in and break up fights or break up incidences. And I don't think that's I think this is the first occurrence that I can remember in years, you know, where the state police have to come in and arrest people on the beach like that. So yes. Those are just some comments that I wanted to make to come to the you know, the defense of the kids here.
I mean, the problem
is... I'm in my 50s, by the way, you know.
Yeah, no.
So is Greg.
I know. Allegedly. I'm physically in my 50s. Mentally, I'm 28 years old.
And yep. Greg hangs out with those same kids.
I'm with you, Greg.
Yeah, I do. I do hang out with those same kids in Southie. Right. I love it. I mean, I love it. I embrace it. But
who brought the permission slips?
Listen, the there's two or three issues that are involved here. Number one is people became emboldened by the 311 complaint line and felt like anything that doesn't fit into what is their lifestyle or what they're, you know, what they want, they can immediately narc everybody out. And the cops are going to respond to it because the mayor was telling the police they had to start responding to 311. Then you have this mayor, this acting mayor, angry Principal Kim, who is daring to threaten everybody with alcohol to go from restaurants as if that's causing the five rowdy teenagers to cause an issue on a beach in Southie. It's absolutely ridiculous, but she believes, because of what's gone on for the last 14 months, that she can just issue these dictates and everybody is going to fall into line. It's ridiculous.
And I know many want to keep the cocktails to go. This is the fastest way to get rid of it.
Jesus, Mary.
And by the way, he's been cooped up forever.
In my experience in South Boston, the people that complain about the dogs in the park or the kids on the beach go to neither place. So they're just like, they're just complaining to complain. They're not actually using the park or going to the beach. They just want these kids to go away.
Yeah, every beach, I don't care if it's Old Orchard Beach near my shack in Maine or Revere Beach or
Shades Beach,
Shays Beach in East Boston, whatever it is, there are people who bring alcohol there. And I think most of them behave pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, bring alcohol to the beach.
You know, in this case, they were harassing lifeguards, which is there's no reason for that. As a lifeguard here on the show,
yeah, you understand that.
I mean, that's uncalled for.
Greg hasn't been the same life since they closed Pasta Beach in Boston.
Yeah, I bring alcohol to Hampton Beach. You know, you need a little cuckoo juice when you're sitting on the beach enjoying the day.
What do you bring? Some Ciroc?
I bring some Ciroc.
Yeah,
you know, a little something, a couple salami sandwiches. You're sitting at a beach.
No, not in your pants. What are you talking about?
No. Sitting at a beach all day.
What do you put on a salami sandwich?
I do love salami.
I hope it's not mayonnaise. No, it gets hot on the beach.
I hate
mustard,
mayonnaise.
Yellow mustard.
No, I just go with a little pickle, some onions, some roasted red peppers. So I make it like a little.
Okay.
I make it like almost
a grinder,
but a small one, a small grinder. Small grinder. You need that. You're gonna be at the beach all day enjoying yourself. You need a little. Yeah. You know, alcohol, it's not like you're getting wasted on the beach and they're dragging you off.
The you sun see some hurts. Of the bathing suits these women are wearing? It's outrageous. But again, you heard this. That's a city. This is a city councilman who will not answer a clear, facetious reference about bathing suits. Right. You heard that guy, Ed Flynn, on the show. I mean, he's never been to M Street
Beach.
That's
because these people, like Ken said, they have no street cred. They don't know. It's like they never hung out. It's like they were never kids. They were never teenagers. They were never young adults. And they're doing things like just like the guy said, you know, the caller just said, hey, the kids are going to go out there. Maybe you're going to get a couple kids that are rowdy. There might be a couple fights, right? As long as nobody's getting shot and killed, shouldn't you be happy about that? So if there's a couple fights, big deal.
Just admit it, Greg. You want Marty back. You think he did a great job, and Kim's over her head.
It'd be more bike lanes at the beach.
I just, it, the, alcohol to go was put in place to help restaurants recover.
Right.
Nearly every state, or I'm assuming the majority of states in our country, allow you to get a drink to go from a restaurant. I mean, for crying out loud, in Texas, you can go to a drive-thru at a liquor store and get yourself a drink.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we're way behind on that. It has absolutely nothing to do. Alcohol to go from a restaurant has nothing to do with a bunch of teenagers that are harassing a lifeguard at Carson Beach. It has absolutely nothing to do with it.
By the way, at some point, we should do the top 10 worst pieces of advice during COVID from medical directors. Like, number one on the list is stay inside and don't go to the gym and exercise.
Yes, right.
Number two is get alcohol delivered to your house more easily. Number three is getting obese because it's a respiratory issue. Like, all the things they told us to do at the beginning of this. Ken still has mail in his hallway from last March.
Yeah. Wipe down your bread.
That's junk mail anyway.
All right. Let's see. If you'd like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the news coming up in just a little bit, and then another code word that you can text in to win $1,000 coming up at 8:10 on this morning's show. But right now, this.
It's time for the dumbest
fracking
of the day.
The Scuba Montana social media in Oklahoma down in Atlanta. It's a whole nother Kemper Terry Francona Kansas soda.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. Curtis, we listened to everything that was said in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
All right. In honor of Downstairs Joe, we head to Tinder. And Emily McKinnon is a Canadian woman who was on the dating app looking for love.
Yep.
She connected with a gentleman. Mm-hmm. They met and were getting a little freaky.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And back at her place or something?
Yep.
On the beach.
All right.
Not on the beach.
Okay.
It was at the mayor's mansion.
Okay.
And the gentleman put his pants down. Mm-hmm. And removed his undergarments.
Yes.
Okay.
She said that she was standing and she smelled it, and it was disgusting.
Oh, the guy had a body odor problem.
Ooh. Yep, stinky below the waist.
Stinky dinky, that's
so,
called.
I am
That's what that's called.
I'm assuming that she then stopped the act that was in progress, right?
She did.
Okay, okay.
The Tinder date was not happy with that result.
Okay.
So, like anybody else, he called Larry the lawyer.
Oh. He's suing?
He's suing.
He's suing her?
Yes.
What, is this a verbal contract kind of thing?
I have no idea, but it seems strange, and I don't think I'd want my nether regions discussed this way, and that's what happens when you make things public.
Was there a handshake?
There was not a handshake. Okay. And who are we hearing from, Ken?
From her.
From her.
Her TikTok.
TikTok.
Story time of how my Tinder match sued me for not hooking up with them. So we matched on Tinder. He was a law student at the time. We went back to his place. It was implied that we were going to hook up, but I never explicitly stated that. Once he removed his undergarments and I smelled the smell and saw the sight, and I was upwind and I still smelled the smell. Like, I was standing up and I still smelled it. Okay? There was like skid marks in his undies.
Ooh.
And he had not washed in a long time and he needed some new Fruit of the Looms. So when that was revealed to me, I did abort mission. I left. A few days later, he had paid someone to serve me with pay papers to like sue me for breaking a verbal contract, but it's okay. I fixed it because he had spent a bunch of the time telling me about how his dad's a lawyer, so I made an appointment with his dad and just like told on him to his dad, and now he's a real lawyer employed by his dad. And to Chad, the man who tried to sue me, I know you watch every single thing that I do. We met one time. You're musty. That's really lame. You need to move it along, buddy.
Ooh, that's the rare Canadian uptalker.
Wow.
You don't often encounter that animal in the wild. So the guy was suing over her breaking a verbal contract, meaning...
It was implied.
That's what he's saying. Right. If you're on Tinder,
right,
you're implying that you're DTF. And that's apparently not the case.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but it sounded like they might have had some conversations even one step further, like, hey, you know, like some sexting going on. And so he's thinking, you've already thrown that out there. Now we're here. So I got a little stinky dinky stookies.
The guy should take a shower. I mean, who's going on a Tinder date and you're not taking a shower or changing your underwear before a Tinder date?
Yeah,
you're musty.
What are you, 11 years old? You got skid marks? That's why the bidet, man. Keep sleeping on them bidets. No skids. Keep those roads clean.
Is that your campaign promise?
Yes. That's Swiggy's campaign promise as mayor.
Right.
A bidet in every house.
A bidet in every house. Keep them roads clean.
Wow. All right.
And I smelled the smell and saw the sight.
Ken, some people are eating breakfast.
She was upwind, too.
Please. She was upwind.
Yeah. That's why you can never, imply.
Well, she said he was musty.
Right.
The guy smelled musty, almost like maybe he hasn't taken his underwear down in weeks.
Oh, you're musty.
Or he's working out right before he got there.
I saw a thing on Reddit that most guys don't change their underwear for 3 to 4 days.
No, there's no way. Huh? Most guys,
you can get a week out of each
pair. No way. New drawers every day.
Yeah. No, that's what I do, but the Reddit forum was indicating that it's 3 to 4 days most guys will re-wear their underwear.
Man.
Yeah, if you pulled up our assistant producers, it might be 50-50.
I'm not saying who, because I don't want to get in trouble for whatever, but there are guys that work here that don't shower before coming to work.
Is that
how
serious?
Can you arrive at work without showering in the morning?
Well, first of all, just to generally wake you up, like if I don't take a shower first thing in the morning, it doesn't wake me up. I don't understand how that's not. But then again, some people live by showering at night.
Right.
Because
it's
better for you, though, they say.
It is. I shower at night.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You don't shower in the morning?
I shower right before I go to bed.
I don't get that. I don't know how you can't shower first thing in the morning. It's really weird.
So you shower at night, then you don't shower in the morning?
I shower right at night before I go to bed, and I get comfortable. I put on all my good stuff, my lotion and everything. Then I get up in the morning, another re-lotion, and then I, do what you do, brush your teeth, put your deodorant on. I can't shower in the morning. Get up at 4:30. I'm not jumping in no shower at 4:30
It takes you 15 minutes. Shower in the morning.
Shower at night. So you don't shower at night?
No, I shower in the morning. Okay. I've already showered that day. In the morning.
So you don't shower right before
shower
you go to bed?
No, I shower in the morning. I've said it 5 times.
Well, see, I don't...
Yeah, but the narrative you're trying to push here is kind of...
That sounds a little weird. You don't shower before you go to sleep.
All right, I'll tell... Mutt doesn't shower before he comes to work.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we will get to today's news coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for...
You have a kid.
Get away.
As an emotional support animal.
The news.
No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I can't do the shower debate all day long today because it's Curtis's last day before vacation. I don't want to eat up all the time. I shower in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know the difference between showering in the morning and showering at night. I'm getting abused on the text line about how, you spend your whole day collecting filth. Mm-hmm. How can you not shower? I think you shower at night. I think you collect filth. When you're sleeping as well, you get sweaty. You got mites, bed mites all over you. I don't know what
bed
the difference
mites.
Is. Shower in the morning, shower at night. What is the difference?
What about two-a-days?
You could do two-a-days, I guess, but I thought showering wasn't good for your body. You're not even supposed to shower every day.
Really?
I don't think. Yeah, it's not good for your body. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
I mean, there are people who, you know, work with their hands and get dirty all day long. You know, that's how when I was doing all that stuff, we used to determine, those who really work hard shower at night. You know, the guys who like wear ties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Shower in the morning. I mean, I'd hate to see Wiggy, you know, showering before games rather than after games.
Correct.
Right? You know,
yeah.
This is what you want coming home.
By the way, when you just said that there are people that work with their hands and get dirty, did you hear Curtis go, ew?
Well, your call screener said that he's a part-time plumber. So actually, to be honest with you, I'm an architect now, but I told him, I asked him what the difference was between an architect and a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Architects can still show our fingernails.
I usually shower twice a day, though. I mean, don't most people shower twice a day?
You shower twice a day?
Yeah, because
that's not good for. First of all, it's not good for the environment, and I care an awful lot about the environment.
I just use recycled water.
Well, I don't pay for water. I got well water. So, you know, I always shower before I go to bed because I feel like I can't sleep. If I don't shower, I just feel icky, sticky, yicky. You know what I mean?
Well, Mrs. Wiggins probably wants you to shower before bed.
Well, she showers before bed, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Or she'll take a bath. Mm-hmm. And then I usually shower in the daytime because if you're moving around or working out or something after I work out, and say I get home at 12, 1 o'clock, then I'll take a shower.
So I guess this is from a texter. I guess you're not supposed to wash your hair more than once a week. You can wash your body you want. So that's
wash my hair twice a day.
This is Mike from Wakefield. Hello, Mike.
All right, let me settle this real quick, all right? I worked at a hair salon for a few months. You know, guys build up testosterone in their hair through sweat, and testosterone actually kills the follicles, which is one of the reasons why men go bald. Mm-hmm. So you do want to wash your hair every day, every other day.
Okay.
And, yeah, I take at least 2 showers a day, man. If I even remotely smell myself, I feel gross. So
really?
I don't get the people that, not at all.
2 a day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You wear deodorant?
Yeah. Okay. So, Greg, I figured out why you're not announcing a co-host yet.
Yes.
I'll tell you why you should, because everybody's getting on your case because they don't want to hear Wiggy and Curtis bickering like 2 old ladies about who called bingo first, you know?
Well, they're like an old married couple, the two of them, Wiggy and Curtis. That fight yesterday was intense.
I'll tell you what the audience wants to hear, Mike, your shower schedule.
That was epic yesterday. That was great, great radio. But so the reason why I actually called was about this stupid beach thing, right?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, there's a good amount of land down there. So if you don't like what's going on right next to you, pack up your snooty rich ass and move a couple feet down the beach.
Yeah.
Also, about Kim Janey, right?
Yeah.
You want to start regulating a little more? I don't know. Why don't you take some of that tax money that you gouge from us every single year and pay a couple of the troopers who are literally stationed right down the street to do a little patrolling?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there a barracks right on like the tip of the beach right
there
around the rotary?
Yep. Well, that's not what – listen, do you think the state troopers want to be running over to M Street Beach to bust somebody who's enjoying a Truly in a red Solo cup?
Do you think the home plate umpires want to be checking belts? No, but you demanded that. Enforce the rules.
Yes, I demanded that.
And it's become a joke.
All right, let's get to the news quick. And a reminder that at Northeast Men's Health, they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. So, Friday is the day that we as Americans learn all of the terrifying details on flying saucers,
ooh,
UFOs, space aliens. And Senator Marco Rubio, who has been one of the driving forces behind the highly anticipated release of the Pentagon report on UFOs, says that getting to the bottom of this mystery is vital for national security.
You know, I think we'll have more information, but I think at the end, I don't think people should be expected that it's going to answer a lot. There's going to be a lot of questions even after. And I think the gist of the report is probably going to be something like, these are documented events, these are the ones we can explain, these are the ones that we can't. But for me, it's about treating it seriously. This could be a foreign adversary with an advanced capability, and we can't get surprised by that.
Foreign adversary. Well, imagine, Curtis, if on Friday the government reveals that space aliens are here at free random and want to do us harm, will you return from Hawaii?
No, I will never leave Hawaii.
You'll never. Why? You think that would be a safer place?
Yeah, I feel like it.
The aliens ain't going to Hawaii.
Why not? That would be the first place. Wouldn't that be the first place that they would go?
Not where I'm staying.
I mean, if you visit Italy, don't you immediately go to the Amalfi Coast? I mean, you're not going
to... Have you been to the Amalfi Coast?
Well, then that
is spectacular.
I want to go there. Awesome. I'd like that.
That would mean the aliens are going there to vacation.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. My bucket list is town spa.
What is
well, if the aliens went to Hawaii, they're going there to chill on the beach. And if they're coming here to cause harm and take over...
They're going to take our... That's our land. They're going to come here and they're going to annex our land.
Well, when you go to New York City first...
That is what conquerors do.
Right. When you conquer the biggest place.
They'll probably go to both places. Like, they'll go to New York, take over the business hub of the U.S., mm-hmm. and then they'll take over the vacation, number one vacation destination. And they'll make it their vacation place. Like, it'll be, like, all the space people, the aliens, mm-hmm. will now take over Nantucket and Long Island and Hawaii.
All the beach places.
And all the beach places.
That's what we're countering with Tangway all next week.
They
all know what hit them.
Get all that good real estate, beachfront properties.
I mean, I'm telling you this. Just mark my words. America is not ready for Friday when they learn that space aliens have been visiting us on the reg and want to take us over. Like, you hear people like Marco Rubio, and they're slowly feeding you information to get you ready for Friday. You notice that?
Oh, like absolutely.
If they happen to be an enemy force, then we're going to need to reckon with them. They're slowly getting ready for the reveal on Friday.
They're revealing a Friday because no one's going to be paying attention. People will be going out to the clubs and having fun and going to the beaches.
Not Southie.
I can't.
Ain't nobody think about no damn aliens on Friday.
I can't wait. I cannot wait for Friday for that reveal. Bigger reveal today, though, Britney Spears is in court, and she will be allowed to speak, and we will find out why, if and why, Britney has been held against her will for quite some time.
From her dad, right?
By her dad, yeah. So she will be allowed. There are many who believe, you know, the Free Britney movement.
Mm-hmm.
There are many who believe that she's been a hostage in her own home. And today she will be in court. Is Court TV doing that live? I hope.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
Leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, the poor thing. I was reading yesterday she wanted to repaint the kitchen cabinets in her home, and her father wouldn't let her, so she was unable to. I mean, she's a grown
woman. She living with dad?
No, he's her conservator. Oh. He basically runs her life. Like, he took over.
So he's like her handler.
Don't you think that he's, I mean, it's probably a money grab, wouldn't you guess? When it comes to the old man?
I think so. But I have a question for you. Are you Spaz's conservator?
No, I don't think there's anybody who wants to take care of Spaz or could take care
Britney's
of Spaz.
Britney's not an elderly woman. What the hell's he doing? Well,
no, it's about her mental condition. So they were able to make a case that...
She's not all there.
Whitney wants to take away Britney's license.
She's not all there. Is that what the dad's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were able to go to court and say she wasn't all there and take over her whole entire life.
Can't she just prove that? Isn't it simple?
Well, she's going to try to prove it today in court.
Do a couple concerts.
But why does she have to go to court to get this? Why can't she say kick him out of her life? Like, why does he have
She must have let him sign something when she was going through the whole breakdown thing. Remember she was going through that stage? He must have signed something.
Does John Curtis listen to the show?
Oh, yeah.
I want to warn him. This is what you're going to do to him soon enough.
When
he cuts you off, you're going to go to court and say that he's not all there.
You better believe if I get to the montage in Maui and I only have a partial ocean view.
I mean, this is acid right here. What is going on?
S will roll downhill.
You got your own room or you stay with your parents?
You know, I usually get the cot, you know, the roll away.
Oh.
But I get the remote, so it's a win-win.
As long as you can see the ocean, I guess that's all that matters.
All right. We got to take a quick break and then continue with today's news. So we'll be right back with the rest of the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.